Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
I have a quick little announcement for you guys. For those of you who are interested in knowing where I am, where have I been? I have been on Substack. Drea, what is Substack? Please explain. So Substack is a platform for writers. If you love books, if you love reading, if you love journaling, if you love writing, join Substack. I have been spending the majority of my time on Substack and off of social media. So make sure you subscribe to my Substack, the Living in Pursuit newsletter. Sign up for the free subscription so you can get occasional emails from me discussing various topics on my life in pursuit. Also, I am having a 21-day Pursuit of Wisdom Challenge beginning December 23rd and ending January 13th, 2025. This challenge is for anyone who wants to go into 2025 with the wisdom of God. I don't know about y'all, but 2024 has definitely taught me some things, and it has also shaped my mindset in a way where I need to move with wisdom. I need to move in my relationships, this kingdom marriage, in wisdom. I need to move in my friendships with wisdom. And I need to move in my business as an entrepreneur, an innovator, a creative with wisdom. During this challenge, I will be sending out 21 days of emails that you will get directly to your phone, sharing my experiences. And also, we will be going through the book of Ecclesiastes, my God, and Proverbs. So if you would like to sign up for the 21-day Pursuit of Wisdom Challenge, December 23rd through January 13th, go ahead and upsell to the paid subscription. Now, this is a monthly subscription that you can pay for monthly, which is $9.99 to support my newsletter, and also get content like the challenge directly to your phone on a month-to-month basis. If you're interested, go ahead and click the link in my show notes to sign up today. I can't wait to talk to you all in my next episode. No, we are not ending the season of Living in Pursuit podcast. We just will be doing audio for now. So stay tuned for more episodes of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Leave a review, leave a rating, and share it with a friend. We would love to have others come on this journey of Living in Pursuit with us. See you guys in the challenge. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and we are back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Look, that video podcast, these videos and stuff like that I was doing, exhausted. I don't have the time, nor do I have the energy. We are going to move with wisdom in 2025, and I have a whole new strategy, okay? So until then, let's enjoy the audio, because this is where we started, okay? If you are an OG, you already know. I started this podcast audio only. Y'all didn't even know what I look like, okay? Most of y'all didn't even watch the YouTube videos, the video version of the podcast, and that's okay. That is okay. So we're going back to the OG way of doing this because, like I said, I ain't got the time nor the energy. Amen? Amen. So today's episode, we are going to talk about wisdom. Y'all, if y'all have been following me on TikTok or Substack, hello, have any of y'all signed up for my Substack? Have any of y'all joined the Living in Pursuit newsletter? We are on Substack now. Like, who are we? When I tell y'all I love Substack, I've literally been writing an article every single day, writing a newsletter every single day, putting it on Substack, interacting with people who are on Substack as well, reading other people's articles and posts and stuff like that. And when I tell y'all, this has been literally freeing for me. I'm not even joking. This has been so freeing to me to write and express myself through writing. Writing is my first love, but with social media and all of the things that distract us, I literally, look, I'm gonna just journal in the morning and that's it. But Substack literally gives me the opportunity to intimately communicate with my audience and share my inner thoughts, share my experiences, share what I'm going through, and you'll just get to know me in a deeper way, right? So yeah, I love Substack. So if you have not signed up for the Living in Pursuit newsletter on Substack, click that link in my show notes. Stop playing. Because some of y'all need to get off of social media anyway. Okay. All right. I feel a strong anointing on writers. If you are a writer, if you are someone who loves to journal, I just feel like God is like, I'm not even going to put that on everybody, but for me personally, and maybe you feel like this too, but I've been feeling a strong urge to just write. I have not been having an urge to create a bunch of content or, you know, do all of the other things that I was doing. I'm literally writing, and I'm also working on something else that God been told me to work on, but I've just been enjoying writing, but I feel like it's God's way of like moving me where I need to be and also guiding me and directing me for whatever it is to come. We all are in the process of transition. We are in the process of, you know, getting to the promised land, all of the things, right? So when I sat down and I really realized none of the things that I am doing is working. The old way is not working anymore. God, what you got for me? What's up? And he literally guided me to Substack, and I have been writing ever since. I want to say October. Yeah, I started writing articles for my newsletter in October. At first, it was called Hey Creatives, but I changed it to Living in Pursuit just for branding reasons. And my writing, it shifted to Living in Pursuit content. So at first, I was just talking to creatives, but now I'm talking to people that love Jesus, okay? So yeah, go ahead and join me on Substack. There's a strong anointing for writers. If you just feel this urge to just write, journal, write, get on Substack as well. Today's topic, we're talking about moving with wisdom. When I tell y'all, 2024 literally taught me so much. I can't even go to everything as intimately as I want to. That is why I created the 21-Day Pursuit of Wisdom Challenge. If you haven't signed up for that, the link is in my show notes. I'm going to be going in depth about all of the things that I learned this year in 2024. But when I tell y'all, this year, God really smacked me in the face. And of course, I'm not saying that literally, but the way God has been shifting me spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, I'm back in my parents' house. That's a whole nother story, because y'all already know what's been going on. I'm gonna explain more during the challenge, okay? But the way God is shifting us, the way God is doing God, the way he's doing things, it's not making no type of sense. It's literally catching us off guard. He's doing things that we don't expect. He's blessing us in ways we could have never fathomed. Like, God is guiding, but in a way where, for one, it's catching us off guard, which means like all of the planners, type A individuals like myself, it's frustrating the heck out of us. Okay. We're trying to figure out what's going on. Lord, what are you doing? Why am I back here? Why am I writing on Substack? Why is this? Why is that happening? Why am I not married yet? Why am I still single? Why don't I have any friends? Why did you give me X, Y, and Z and you took it away? What's going on here? Why did you tell me to do the thing and this was the outcome? Not understanding, like, God is doing something that we cannot discern. We cannot like figure God out. And I think that is the point. That is the darn point. I am getting to a place where I'm finding that all of the things that I pursued in 2024, the motive behind most of my pursuits was selfish. It wasn't me moving in wisdom. It was me moving in ambition. I want my own apartment. I want to put my EP out. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to go here. I want to go there. Andrea living her life the way Andrea wanted to live her life and never asking God, is this what you want me to do? Although God has guided us and directed us and instructed us in 2024, I believe some of my pursuits were built off of what I can see right now, what I can obtain right now, what I can do right now. I can go to the studio and put out an EP right now. I can go get me an apartment right now. I can go here. I can do this right now. But moving with wisdom, if I had moved with wisdom, I would have pursued something for the long run. I would have pursued the bigger vision. I would have taking a deeper look at each pursuit and each step in a way where it was going to set me up for 2025. I was literally pursuing things and doing things for the moment, thinking that, oh, I'm going to be here at this apartment for however many amount of years. I'm going to be promoting this project for how many every month. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be doing that. Like, my mindset was for the now, in the moment. And when God humbled me and stripped me of every single thing, oh, Jesus, every single temporary thing that I pursued, I realized I'm thinking too small. What if God wants me in a house? What if God wants me to go with this idea that he gave me 2 years ago? I'm moving in a way where I can obtain something now when God had already showed me how to obtain it for the long run. I'm choosing what I can see instead of walking by faith. Ooh, I'm getting on me. Okay. Y'all already know how this podcast go. The Lord be humbling me and I be getting on here telling on myself. Okay. Yes, God used those pursuits. Yes, God led me to that apartment. He led me to do all of these things, right? But it was only Jesus to get me to a point of realizing this ain't even what I really want. I don't want to live in an apartment for years and years to come. I don't even like living in apartments like that. I would rather live in a house that has a backyard where my son can play, and I want a driveway big enough to where I can get my son a basketball goal and he can play outside and shoot basketball. I want to have a grill in the back of my house so that I can cook and barbecue and do all of the things. I can't do none of that at no apartment. I wanted the apartment in the moment because I was trying to get away from my parents. Let's be honest here. I was trying to be grown. I was trying to be independent. Want to be grown so bad. And yes, I am 33. I deserve my own place. I mean, clearly. Let's get out of here. But in the right way. When I was packing up my apartment and the movers came on the last day, and I was looking at my apartment empty with no life in it, no furniture in it, no nothing. All of the things that I had purchased. When I'm looking at all of that stuff wrapped up in bins, and I came home to my parents' house that day, God, like that day, what like that day did something to me. Like that day woke me up. That day really showed me. It showed me what I valued. It showed me what I wanted in the moment. It showed me the temporary value of it. It showed me the moments that I gained from that. But none of it was what I actually wanted, even with my project, my EP project. I wanted to do multiple music videos. My vision for my music is just so grand to where the money and the budget that I did have for it, it wasn't even enough. So I found myself condensing, settling, dumbing down my vision just to fit the budget that I had. I had literally one video. I had these other, I had another video that I did, and the audio was messed up. I done spent all this money, and the darn video, the audio is messed up. I can't even post it because the audio is messed up. I done did all this and this and that. I spent all this money on studio time. I, for all of my artists, I spent money per hour at the studio to rent out the studio, and I paid for the engineer. Now, y'all know when you go to a studio, you only pay hourly because the studio usually comes with an engineer already. I just had to get this engineer that I had been wanting to work with for years, but he didn't work at that studio. Literally, I had to pay the hourly rate for the studio. That's a cost. And I had to pay extra for this engineer. I'm just spending money, spending money, spending money. Oh, I need to do a video shoot. Oh, I need to do this. I need to pay this person. I need to do that. I'm literally trying to make this huge vision come to life with this budget. And on top of that, I move into an apartment. This is the highest amount of money I've ever paid for an apartment, and it's a one bedroom. I always said to God, I want a luxury apartment. He was like, all right, allow me to go to that luxury apartment, only to realize that's a lot of money. My God, who is paying this much for a one bedroom? I just had to live over here. My God, I love my apartment. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, if I had to do it again, I probably would pay that much, but it was an experience. I loved it a lot. But I got the apartment. I paid all of this. I paid all of that. My bills literally increased. I'm paying all of this money just to live, just to enjoy my space, when all I wanted was my own space. All I wanted was my own space. I realized the money that I was paying for this apartment, I literally could have been staying home, stacking my money, like renting a room or an office space to do what I wanted to do. I could have did that, or something similar, just so I can have a space of my own. I went and got an apartment. I gotta pay my car note. I gotta pay all of this other stuff. And mind you, I was prepared to do all of this. I wasn't tripping. I was making enough money to be able to do that. But when I think back on it, I went and got the apartment because I wanted my own space. I just wanted to be independent. I just wanted to have that experience on my own, right? When there are multiple ways that I could have gone just to get my own space. God showed me something about my business today. So as I was doing, or as I have been doing my Living in Pursuit newsletter, I have been really thinking and honing in on Living in Pursuit as the brand, right? So God has been challenging me to think on another level. What I used to do, the 21-day challenges, the coaching, all of the things, the one-on-one sessions, the Zoom calls, and this and this and that, that worked in a previous season. That ain't working now. That's not working now. What is the next level, and what does it look like? I believe the next level is going to require, first of all, your faith, but it's also going to require innovation. People experienced that from me already. They experienced that with other coaches. What is the next level? What is the next experience that people can get from me? What is the next level and the next experience for Living in Pursuit? What is that? God has been challenging me to really think about that, to really focus in on that. And what I noticed is, as I'm focusing in on what the next level looks like, I realize how small I was looking at this. Mind you, I have a perspective of what my life, what my marriage, what this, what that looks like. And then God has his perspective, right? So God has been challenging me to tap into his perspective, but as I'm tapping into his perspective, mine is getting in the way. I'm distracted by mine. What I notice is if I don't tap into God's perspective, I'm going to lose sight of what he actually wants me to do. I'm going to veer off to the left and start doing things that I can manage on my own. I'm going to start doing things that are familiar to me. Oh, I've done this before. It worked before. Let me just do that. Whole time, God ain't even on that level no more. You sitting up here, well, God, why you ain't? Well, why this ain't? It's next level season. I don't know who that is for. If you're a creative, an entrepreneur, whatever, like it's next level season. What you used to do, it ain't working no more. That doesn't mean Jesus, that doesn't mean that God does not want you to do that anymore. It's a new level. We are constantly being redirected on social media, on these different platforms and podcasting, and everything is evolving. And I am realizing the old way of doing things in my coaching, in music, that don't work no more. People are evolving. People are looking for something different. People are, I don't know who this is for. I feel like 2025, I feel like God is trying to set you down and get you wisdom right now so that he can catapult you into what's evolved, like what is new. What is the evolution of what your thing looks like? Like he's trying to get you to see that. When I was at my apartment, I was worried about bills. I was worried about this. I was consumed with that, obsessed with that, focused on that, distracted by this. Now that I'm back here, now that I'm uncomfortable, now that I am back to a place where I have to start over, I can move with wisdom now. I can move by pursuing God's perspective, because me pursuing my perspective, me pursuing things that I used to pursue in the way I used to pursue them, it's not working no more, and it's not going to work. If we're talking about expansion and evolution and innovation, we have to believe that God is in that. Why? Because we can't see it. We can't discern it. We don't have a clue what the Lord is doing. But if we do not move in wisdom, if you do not hear the voice of God correctly, you're going to go around the wilderness again in 2025. You're going to be stuck in the same cycle that you have been stuck in for years. I feel like 2024 was a testing. 2023, 2024 was a testing. You feel me? God brought you the husband to test you. God brought you that opportunity to test you. God led you to that apartment. He led you to that job to test you. Why? So you can learn. So you can gain wisdom. So when he catapults you, when he brings the actual thing back around, when he places you in the place that you actually need to be in, you'll be ready. What was Jesus in the wilderness for? To be tested before his public ministry. Okay. I have just been feeling like, because everything is changing physically, that must mean we are in a season of expansion. That must mean we are entering into a season of evolution. For the creatives, for people who have prophetic gifting, for people who are business owners, who have vision, start tapping into God's perspective. I know it's hard. I know it's challenging. Every time you think about this thing, your mind gets exhausted. Every time you think, Jesus, every time you think about this thing, your faith is tested. For some of you creatives, you're going to need funding. Selling stuff ain't gonna be it no more. Selling the product yourself, promoting the product yourself, doing this and doing that the way you used to do it, that ain't gonna work no more. You're gonna need funding. You're going to need investors. You're going to need people to sow into you. You're going to need people that can fund your vision. You need to start tapping into that, like for real. Like, I'm not just saying that just to say that. You need to start tapping into that for real. Yes, your faith is going to be tested, but your faith is a requirement. This thing that God is trying to birth on the inside of you, this thing that God is trying to like give you, it's going to be it's going to require your faith. You're going to have to see it before you see it. You're going to have to just, I've been listening to this podcast called Acquired, and it's talking about venture capital and all of the successful brands and businesses that, you know, their story, right? So I was listening to the story, and the funding and everything behind Starbucks. Do y'all know our Caucasian friends, they don't use their own money for nothing. Oh, okay. They don't use their own money for nothing. They get other people to invest in their vision. Okay. I really believe that's what the Lord is like leading us to. Like, we got to start thinking bigger. But the founder of Starbucks, I believe he's the founder or now CEO or whatever, whoever was on that podcast episode talking about Starbucks, he basically was saying how Starbucks started off as an idea, but he had to go through like asking people for money, asking people for investments, going to different businesses, asking them to invest in the idea and everything like that. And people would turn him down. People would reject him. And he would start getting discouraged. He would start, you know, getting, you know, rejection from family members telling him, hey, this is a hobby. You need to stop. You need to go ahead and do something else, whatever the case may be. Clearly, he didn't listen to none of that. Clearly, he didn't allow the discouragement to keep him from pursuing. Eventually, he raised the money. He raised the capital. He went out and got the investments, and Starbucks began to evolve into what it is now. Not me recording this podcast looking at my iced matcha latte expansion. See, social media has tricked us into believing that we need to build our social media platforms. We need to do all of this content. We need to do all of this. We need to do all of that. But if we're going to tap into God's mind when it comes to our businesses and creatively, whatever the case may be, we have to realize God ain't average. So if it's easy for anybody to do it, it ain't for us. Okay. We different. All right. The Lord is doing a new thing. Okay, so if it's easy for you to do, God ain't in that. Okay, God is in the thing that you can't do by yourself. God is in the thing that you can't acquire on your own. Okay, God is in the thing that is going to challenge you. He's in the thing that you can see spiritually, but not physically yet. He's in that. And if we do not begin to operate and move with wisdom in 2025, we're not going to see we're not going to see the pieces of it. God has given you the strategy. He's giving you the pieces. He keeps talking to you about it. But the way to birth it, the way to pursue it, is going to require wisdom. Well, Andrea, how do I get this wisdom? By reading your word. Spending time with Jesus, for real. Like, tapping into His wisdom. God, how do you want me to do this? How do you want me to show up in my podcast? What do you want me to write on my newsletter today? How can I move with wisdom by using my spiritual gifts? Like, what do we need to talk about today? What is the message today? What do you like? Use me, Lord, in a way where now I'm easily discerning your voice and I'm easily discerning what is from you and what ain't. I'm now moving with so much wisdom that I can discern my own selfish ambitions and what you actually want me to do. I'm moving with so much wisdom now that I can discern when somebody comes into my life only to gain something from me, or somebody who actually wants to love me and help me build the vision, or just be a friend alongside of this journey with me. I need that type of wisdom. I need to tap into that, because bumping our heads multiple times, going through the same things over and over, year after year, pursuing the same empty pursuits, my God, that's done. That's over. I don't know about y'all. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of going through the same circle. I'm tired of being in this wilderness. Amen. I want to do things the right way. The next time, oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm declaring this. The next time I move out of this house, I'm either going to be married or I'm going to find some type of success based off what God told me to do. Oh, okay. I ain't doing nothing else that I want to do. Okay? I ain't spending no money I don't need to spend. And I ain't pursuing nothing that the Lord did not give me approval on. Oh, okay. That's what we're doing. I learned my lesson, Lord. If you gotta leave me there only to take it away, only to set me back to where I was. Oh, okay. Go ahead and do that. If I gotta bump my head this last time just to learn the lesson, just to gain the wisdom. All right, let's do it. Because at this point, I don't even want to do anything that I want to do anymore. In 2025, we are going to move by the Spirit. We're going to walk by the Spirit. We are going to keep in step with the Spirit and not gratify the flesh. Because that's what 2024 was giving. Okay. It was giving, I did this out of my flesh. It's giving, I only did this because I saw somebody else do it. It's giving, I'm tired of being over here, so I'm just going to do X, Y, and Z. Okay, I'm just talking to me. I'm not talking to y'all because y'all be doing the right thing all the time. Y'all don't, you know, have to have hard conversations with God. Y'all are perfect. Y'all don't do crazy things. You've already learned your lesson. I'm just talking about me. I'm looking at the way I show up on social media differently. I'm looking at how I show up in my relationships differently. I'm going so deep into kingdom marriage. Y'all don't even, y'all don't, ooh. Y'all have no idea. The way I showed up in my kingdom marriage, I showed up as the insecure, unworthy, didn't even believe God for real version of myself in that kingdom marriage. I showed up as that version of myself. I didn't show up as this version with the wisdom, with the knowledge, with the understanding, walking in the Spirit. I showed up. Okay. Look, we're going to get into it. Amen. So, look, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. That's all I have to say. Is that all I have to say, Jesus? Yeah. I think that's all I have to say. Follow me on TikTok. Don't know if she's going to be around. Let's see what January is going to bring us. I heard that there was some type of court date to talk about TikTok or whatever. I think that's this week. So they're going to court, they're going to the justice system, they're going to, you know, the White House to talk about TikTok and the band and everything like that. So, y'all, I don't know. I think TikTok is going to stay around because the Lord really been using TikTok, like, for his glory, amen. But, look, if they ban TikTok, they just ban TikTok. I'll be on Substack, all right? I'll be on Substack in the meantime. So, even if you don't want to sign up for the challenge, even if you don't want to support the newsletter by doing the paid monthly $9.99 subscription, then join the free version. I'm going to still be sharing my story. I'm going to still be sharing my journey of pursuit, everything, my inner thoughts, what I'm going through currently. I'm going to be sharing things from my past. I'm just going to be putting myself out there. Okay. Why? Because the Lord says so. Why? Because I don't have a choice. Why? Because I want to please the Lord and I love him so much. Amen. So I'm going to just do whatever he wants me to do. Okay. It ain't even about me no more. It ain't about Andrea. Never has been. Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Amen. Go ahead and click the link in my show notes. Speaking of funding, I am going to be funding the Living in Pursuit podcast. So that means your contribution, whatever you want to sow into the Living in Pursuit network, whatever you want to sow, if it's new equipment. I need a new microphone. I'm tired of hearing this echo in all of my episodes. If it's equipment, if it's cameras, if it's lights, if it's a music project, if it is music, whatever the case may be, whatever it is that the Lord is leading me to do at that time, so into the Living in Pursuit network. That link is going to be in the show notes as well. It's on PayPal, so you can just sow monthly or you can do a one-time donation, whatever the case may be. Hey, look, we're going to do like our Caucasian brothers and sisters. Amen. Because, look, we about to work smarter, not harder. Amen. So, yeah, if you sow into me, I promise you, you're going to see the best investment of your life. Okay? I love you all, and make sure you give this podcast a thumbs up. Make sure you give it a rating, a review. Leave a review, please. Leave a review so that people can know what we be talking about over here, because we be getting into it. All right? The Lord be humbling us, humbling me, but make sure you leave a rating. That lets other people know that they should listen to the Living in Pursuit podcast. I love you guys. I'm out. That's all I got to say. My throat is getting dry. And my iced matcha latte is melting. I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.